Second letter of Paul to the Thessalonians, chapter 1. Paul, Silas, and Timothy, to the church of the Thessalonians in God our Father and the Lord Jesus, grace to you and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We absolutely have to give thanks to God always for you, brothers, for that your faith grows exceedingly, and the love of each one of you all towards each other abounds. Now, in the first of Thessalonians, he's prayed that their love would abound, and that the Lord would make their love abound. And that's been answered. And so you can see how thrilled Paul is that he's prayed for their love to abound in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, and now their love is abounding. And it's really hard to love. It's really difficult. It's not just an emotion that you have, but to love is difficult. And to grow in love is very difficult. And this is what Jesus can give you the power to do. And Paul was so thrilled that this was working out in their lives. And because of that, he says, we boast about you to the other churches of God because of your patience and your faith in all your sufferings, which you're enduring, which is an evidence of the righteous judgment of God, to the end that you may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God for which you also suffer. If so be that it's a righteous thing with God to reward affliction to those that afflict you, and you who are afflicted, rest with us at the revelation of the Lord Jesus from heaven with all his flaming mighty angels, because he will in flaming fire take vengeance upon those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. So the idea is, if you're being persecuted, just remember that those people are going to be judged when Jesus comes back, because Jesus really will come back. We've got to structure our whole lives and our whole thinking around that wonderful reality that he is going to come and judgment is real. And this is to be our comfort in all our sufferings at the hands of other people. They shall be punished with eternal destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Now, eternal destruction doesn't mean that they're going to get tortured forever, because the wages of sin is death. And Revelation, we read about the second death. People die once in this life, then they're resurrected, judged, and then the wicked amongst them will die the second death. But death is unconsciousness. But it will be eternal in the sense that they will not ever live again, and they will have the eternal consequences of how they've lived. And that is why there will be weeping and banging of teeth, gnashing of teeth, because people will see the eternal future that they have missed. And that's why we've got to realize that now, that we are talking about eternal life and eternal death. So then, he shall come to be glorified in his saints, and to be marveled at in all those that believe. So then, when Jesus comes, all those who love his appearing, Paul says to Timothy, will be saved. When he comes, we will glory in him, we will marvel at him. So you've got to feel that he's absolutely real, and that you just long to see him, and that when you do, you will marvel at his beauty. And you will do that, he says, because our preaching unto you was believed. That's the effect you can have on other people. That by preaching about Jesus to somebody and persuading them about Jesus, they can come to have this great hope and they will live forever, as he says, because our message to you was believed. Wherefore, we pray always for you that our God would count you worthy of your great calling and fulfill every desire of goodness and every work of faith with power. So whatever good desire you have, it may be to be more patient, to be more forgiving, whatever, God will empower you to fulfill that, so that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and you in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus. So the grace or the gift of God and Jesus is to make us more like Jesus, to give us the power to be like him. And if that is our true desire, if these are the good things that we desire, we will surely receive them.